on Monday, the 2nd of December, I was coming back from a walk with the dogs and the car, and I got to the crossroads in Ballantrillick, where I would turn right to my house, or you can go left to the Ben Whiskin Centre. And I came across these two local farmers who, one of them had a knife in his hand. The cable, the phone line cable, was coming down onto the road, and basically what they did was they cut the cable so that they could drive through. And then they weighed the cable down with two stones. And so people were literally, the locals were literally driving over the cable in order to carry on their day-to-day activities. So that was the first thing. I phoned the dangerous plant line, which is a number that you call when it's a very dangerous situation like that. They came out in the afternoon, but they don't actually fix the line. They literally make it safe. So they wound all the cable up and it got put in the field. So then 2 or 3 days later, still no broadband. I started to phone AIR every single day to say what's happening, what's happening. Nothing happened until the second week when I saw an NBI van on the crossroads, and then it disappeared. And I phoned that Friday to say, you know, what's happened. AIR said, oh, they said they fixed it. And I said, well, no, we still don't have any broadband. And it transpired that the NBI team had signed off that it had all been fixed, whereas it hadn't. So that was their first admission of they'd made a mistake. Since then, I've literally phoned up every single day to the AIR team. I've tweeted to the AIR care line. It seems that AIR don't speak to NBI, NBI don't speak to AIR. Every day I've been told the engineers are aware of it, they're working on the line. It's come down because of the storms, and I've reiterated that no, it hasn't come down because of the storms. It came down and because of these farmers cutting it when it had just fallen onto the road. And so now I'm into, so that happened on the 2nd of December. I'm now into week three. I run a web design business from home, so I haven't been able to work on the internet at all. I've been going to cafes, trying to work off my mobile phone, but then when clients have been sending me huge files of images to download onto new websites I'm building, the mobile phone just can't cope and the cafes can't cope with that sort of size of file coming down. So then I've gone to the Ben Whiskin Centre up the road a couple of times. My son has dissertations that he was supposed to be writing for the 80 year in Sligo. He's struggled massively because he hasn't been able to use the internet either. So that's kind of the situation where we are now. The AIR care team say that from their notes, they can see that an engineer will be working on the line this weekend. And I always say, well, you've been saying that since the 2nd of December. Is this really going to happen? They seem to have the monopoly because AIR rent the lines from NBI. So when I've tried to say, okay, who's your competitor, thinking I'll just change company, they say, well, we don't have a competitor because everybody rents the line from NBI. So that's been another problem.
And Lisa, I know even when I was getting in contact with you today that like I said, you're a local web design company. And when I called your business, it didn't ring at all, obviously, because the lines are down. And
yeah.
I presume this has had quite a heavy impact on your business in terms of your income these past few weeks, particularly in this time of year where I presume you're quite busy as well with companies
putting
things on.
Oh, yeah. This would be our busiest time of year because new clients would be looking at getting websites in the new year. So they'll be looking online and then trying to make contact. And of course, if they can't come through on the landline, they'll be thinking we've probably gone out of business. And then existing clients are trying to get everything up onto their website, finished for the new year as well. So even though for our existing clients, we've been working, it's just meant that we've been working into the night because we've been working off our mobile phones, trying to get it up as soon as we can and finished. So, and then I've been running ads on social media. And of course, I have my old, I have the landline number on there. So loss of business from the ads that, you know, people would have been calling and getting no response as well.
So it feels like it's come at a horrible time. Look, any time this happening would have been bad, but to severely hit your income financially this time of year, and I presume there's no real avenue for you to, obviously I'm sure you might get compensated by the broadband company, by Air, for obviously not being able to avail of its services for a couple of weeks. But in terms of your actual income, is there any route for you to take in terms of recouping that in one way or another?
Not at all. I mean, when I've said that to the Air, they say they will compensate for just not being online per day that we've been offline. But I can only get compensation for that once the line is fixed. But otherwise, that's, you know, there's no other way of getting any other compensation. And we've actually had to pay over €100 this week to continue with Air, even though we haven't been getting the service.
And have they given you, I know you're saying, they keep saying they're going to fix it. As it stands right now today, what is the date where you've been told it will be fixed by?
Yesterday they said that the NBI team will be coming this weekend. That's all they can say. But every day we're getting emails from the Air team saying this will be solved within 10 days. We have at least 20 emails from the Air team saying, we will solve this within 10 days.